comments coming on, check the websites, the registration, and then the Women's Conference in Colorado. It's coming up the 1st of May. Please find us online if you'd like to attend and have a lot of fun at a retreat setting and access more of your dreams. So here's the slides. Thank you so much.
If you are familiar with cow dents, or osteodents, or lactoferrin, and I imagine you're familiar with them all, you're familiar with the name NIDI. It's a name that is synonymous with good health around the world. And ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter is a younger, taller, dare I say it, better looking version of his very famous father, but he's also equally brilliant. And like the brilliant Dr. Naidu, who all of us hold in such high esteem, who we all love, and hold close to our hearts, here in Ekan, has an equally brilliant son. And ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you our next presenter. He has an educational and professional background in the health sciences, graduating with honors from California State Polytechnic University with a BS in biotechnology and chemistry, earning his MS with honors in regulatory science from the School of Pharmacy at the University of Southern California. He's currently completing his doctorate in pharmacy at the very prestigious University of Southern California. He's a founder of the BioRep Media, a publishing company that creates dynamic media to empower people with knowledge about health sciences. He's also a researcher and inventor with multiple patents in various health applications. He's a member of several professional organizations. He holds multiple government licensure. He resides in sunny Southern California with his family. And like his father, Dr. Naidu, Sirius Naidu, is a wonderful member, not just the global family, but the Nikan as well. Please put your hands together for Sirius Naidu!
He actually gave me some advice, like fatherly advice, on how to do this presentation. He looked at me and said, Sirius, don't mess up. So no pressure. But jokes aside, I actually also want to take this opportunity to thank my dad. He's the best dad, best role model, and best teacher a son could ask for, and I'm very grateful for all that he's taught me. So today I'll be discussing the Nikan Bone Health Pack. And this presentation will be a little bit different. I wanted to focus more on some of the business elements related to the Bone Health Pack. So I'm gonna go through a flow and kind of describe some of the sections I will cover. The first portion of our presentation will talk about the science to really just give you a backdrop about what went behind the product, how we developed the product. The second section will talk about technology, and the third section will talk about how it all relates to business. And after every section, my goal is that there's going to be a question that I would like for all of you to be able to answer after I present. So after the first section, the question I want to ask you guys is, who can benefit from better bone health? And after I cover that section, it should be pretty clear. So broadly speaking, when you talk about health, a very important component of health is nutrition. And nutrition, I would say broadly, has two categories. When you eat foods, these foods are essentially providing you two things. They're providing you building blocks, and they're providing you energy. And these building blocks are common amongst all foods. So for example, vitamins, minerals, proteins, that's common amongst all foods. So when you digest a food, it's then broken down into parts and then reassembled into something that is unique to you. And within each one of us, there contains DNA, which is like a cookbook. And the cookbook has chapters on how to make different parts of your body. So the DNA, when it tells you to make, let's say, an extension of a skin cell or make a bone cell, those specialized cells that your body knows how to make in its cookbook are what we would call bioreplenishment. They're your body's own chemicals that are manufactured from the building blocks that you get from foods. So definitely the quality of your food is very important, because that will dictate what the quality of your bioreplenishment would be. Now this slide is really describing the concept of balance. We hear a lot about the word balance, but from a medical standpoint, our body always has to stay in balance in every respect. So for example, here are some aspects of our living that stay in balance. For example, blood pressure, temperature, glucose, all these different aspects of your health have to be within a range. And that range has to stay within a certain deviation from normal. When your condition, or let's say if you don't eat right or if you're not having a healthy lifestyle, it can go either high or low. And the role of bioreplenishment essentially is to keep your body in balance. Remember, foods, they provide you the building blocks, but then there has to be specialized cells to keep you in balance. Bioreplenishments keep things in balance. And when you look at these different aspects, this is actually a very critical slide, because compared to other products out there, especially when you look at drugs' roles is when you're in an extreme range of a balance, they push you back in one direction. But our body tries to keep everything from two sides. It's always a yin and yang to how it maintains balance. So for example, with your blood glucose, if your sugar is too high, it makes more insulin. If it's not high enough, then the insulin secretion goes down. So your body always has mechanisms, both the yin and the yang mechanism, that keep things in sync, and or homeostasis. But today I'll focus more on the bone health and the skeletal system. The skeletal system is a very critical foundational system that we build our entire life upon. It has many different roles. It's not just for structure, which is one of its fundamental functions, but it also helps maintain your pH level in your body. It helps titrate chemicals. For example, if you're having trace minerals, compounds, they're all stored within your bone. Your entire circulatory system is dependent on your bone health. Your bone marrow is where all your blood cells are made. Also, your immune cells. There are special cells called B cells. That B stands for bone. So the condition of your bone has an impact on every aspect of your health. Now, these conditions, your bone health, isn't something that just when you're young it's good and when you get older it's not as good. Essentially, the way you maintain your lifestyle and your diet will dictate the overall health of your bone or your skeletal system. So really, the people who benefit from bone health are those who start early and maintain a healthy lifestyle and a diet to keep preserving your bone health. So when we look for people who can benefit, you're really looking for everybody. Not just the person that you can visually see having a symptom of having, let's say, joint pain, but essentially anybody from a child who's sedentary, who's not exercising, their bone condition is going down. Men and women both get affected by bone health. So really the scope of how people can benefit from bone health, it applies to everybody. These are some of the disorders that can come up if you don't manage your bones correctly. You have obviously the symptoms that many of us will experience. And then there's some treatment options out there that are both medical, chemically based, and physical, therapy. Now, as I mentioned, we've covered now the basic broad aspect of science behind the bone product. So as you can see, anybody, everybody is somebody who can benefit. So these are potentially your customers. If you walk into any situation, you can have a conversation about bone health because it would apply to them. It would apply to everybody. Now let's focus on the technology. And at the end of this section, what I want to be able to answer would be, what makes our product unique? And how would you analyze any product in the market? I mean, I always get the question, you know, I just heard about this new, latest, and greatest product that came out. Tell me how it's better. And that's going to be something that's always going to happen. There's always going to be a new product. There's always going to be competition. But what I want to accomplish in this section is to give you guys a way to critically think and analyze any product. So I'll give you guys steps that I take when I analyze a product from a scientific perspective. So for example, let's look at our bone health pack. We have three products that comprise the bone health pack. Lactoferrin Gold's role in the bone health pack is, as I mentioned, we need building blocks to keep our bones healthy. Those building blocks have to be absorbed through your diet. If your intestinal system isn't optimized, and let's say you have some inflammation in your gut, then you can't get the building blocks. And lactoferrin's goal, one of its purposes, is to help keep the intestinal GI system healthy. And if it's healthy, then you get the most out of your diet. And then you have all the healthy building blocks you need to keep your body in good condition. Then within, once the nutrients get inside, then you have osteinase, which is a bone-specific, like, bone builder. And it's sitting there, and once it gets the building block, then it can patch the bone and make it stronger. And then Caldense is essentially high-quality building blocks. Many times from our diet, we may not get the quality building blocks that we need. Nowadays, our diets are so filled with preservatives, they're not complete whole food diets. And when you lack whole food diets, you may not get all the things you need to stay healthy. So that's the role of Caldense. Now the first question I always ask when I see any product in the market, when you see something on a shelf, is always ask who's behind the product and what are the claims that they're making. Because naturally we have our experiences and our own gut feeling that something sounds too good to believe, or you know, claims aren't realistic, or the people behind it are, you know, are they reasonable? Are they scientists? Are they doctors? Or are they just somebody who made it out of their garage? And that's just the first thing to consider. I'm not saying that's 100%. I mean, you can make something great out of your garage, but I'm just saying that's something you should consider when you look at a product. Now, osteinase, we'll focus on this particular product. This is a bone bio-replenishment that helps fortify the bones on both aspects. As I mentioned, in balance, it's always yin and yang. Osteinase helps both in bone resorption, which is the breakdown process of bone, and bone building, which is the formation. It does both. You don't want to just do one, you want to do both. That's what helps maintain balance. It also helps bone nutrients get absorbed better and helps it get deposited into the bones more efficiently. And the group behind osteodense is all medical team led by Dr. Knighting. So we were all involved in the development of it, and that's how osteodense came to be. The second question I would ask when you look at a product is, well, is it unique? Now, there should have been patents flying by, but there are six of them. So our product is unique enough where we were granted six US patents behind just one product. And that's something you should consider. Is this a product just me too, or is it something that just me won? There's nobody else can copy it. And this is the one product that does what it does, and it was unique enough to be granted six US patents. Oh, there it is. There it is. But from a medical standpoint, the most important question we always ask is, does it work in a controlled study? And that's how we assess, from a scientific point, you know, is this a product that can be beneficial to society? And when we were trying to bring our product to market, we wouldn't have brought the product to market unless we went through these steps. And this was probably the most critical step we went through, which was to show that this product worked in patients, in human patients. So what we did was, the product that is kind of the gold standard in the medical community are going to be drugs. Rarely do doctors and pharmacists look at supplements as their go-to products. They're looking at drugs. So we wanted to show that our product, when stacked up against a drug, would have good benefits. So we use something called an IRB, which is an internal review board. There are a group of doctors and scientists that sit in every hospital, and then they review that the protocol that you have is going to be not only safe to the patient, but it would have some benefit. So we did an IRB approved study where we showed in two groups. We had a group where people just took basic calcium, and our group, which took calcium plus the active within OsteoNx. And we wanted to see within the patient population, would this product help them? And we did our study in two parts. So the first part, we're looking at bone structure. And again, when you look at the process, there's always a balance. There's a formation and a resorption. Both of them have to happen. And the way we assessed whether the product works is we looked at bone markers. And markers are something where you would take blood samples and you can measure in your blood, is there some effects happening? Is the formation occurring? Is the resorption occurring? And by the way, these markers are the same markers the pharmaceutical industries used to prove that their product worked. So we're essentially mirroring what a pharma company would do with their product, because we wanted a doctor or medical community to be able to compare them apples to apples. So then the fourth question I would ask, after first asking who's behind it, is it unique, and you know, has been studied, is there a clinical study behind it? The fourth question I would ask is, well, you can do any study on anybody, but is it published? But that's really the way you can prove that what you did is legitimate. I mean, if I publish the results in Reader's Digest or some comic, then it has no credibility. But if you publish it in a medical journal, then it's not what I said. It's not what we think it works. It's in the medical community something that people collectively say, you know what, this has some legitimacy and is something of value. We published the results of our OsteoNx study in Osteoporosis International, which is a top peer-reviewed medical journal for bones. And what we showed is on the bone resorption side, we were able to slow down bone resorption more in our group than in the control group. Also, we were able to increase bone formation in these patients significantly. And again, this was published. Then the second study we did was looking more at inflammation. Now, bones have two parts. People usually experience joint problems more than they experience bone structure problems. Bone structure problems usually happen later in life. That's more related to osteoporosis, and that's usually something that happens like a 7 year older. But joint inflammation can occur at any stage. If you're athletic, you injure your ankle, you'll feel joint pain. And most of the symptoms people experience are related to joint problems. So we wanted to do a study also on joint health. And again, there's two processes. We looked both at pro-inflammation and anti-inflammation. And this is where the balance happens. You have to look at both. And we looked at bone markers to see was there an effect when people took our product. And again, the results were published. It was published in the top medical journal for inflammation. And again, being health supplements and being nutritional products in the food industry, we don't make any disease claims. We shouldn't. But when we wanted to publish our results, we publish it in journals that tell you what it does. The journal name tells you what it does. So we were very adamant to make sure that our results were published in the top journals. And when we approach any medical professional, anybody who has a question about a product, this has been a great resource for us to show people that, you know, what we're doing is something significant. So now, if I had to ask, you know, what makes our product unique or how to evaluate a product, do you guys see kind of a stepwise process how to do that? Okay. The third section is revolving around the business and how the bone health pack really falls into the market when compared to other products. So this was a chart I created some time ago that really took most of the products in market, the commonly found products, and we looked at the benefits that we would want to see within a bone product. And these are some of the things you would want to see. You want to make sure that the product doesn't help build bone, doesn't decrease bone resorption. And look at inflammation. Does it decrease pro-inflammation, and does it decrease anti-inflammation? And then look at cartilage function, calcium balance. It's a long list. And when you look at it, when you look at the different class of products, many products only do one or two of the things that we would want in an ideal product. It doesn't cover all the bases that we would want to have a good product. And we specifically, when we designed our product, considering it's a bio-replenishment, something your body makes, we knew that it could potentially do all these different things. The biggest thing to look at is the fact on the bottom, clinically proven, peer-reviewed publications, it's all natural. And on the side effects, I'll go to the next slide, I'll share that with you. And it's ideal for all age groups. Now on the indication side, this is where we also want to have our product stand out. Now, looking at bone formation, there are only drugs that are known to increase bones. There's actually hormone therapy you can give to a person who has low bone mass. Now again, anything that is anabolic has potential side effects. Also, there are drugs that can slow down bone resorption. And again, there are only drugs known to slow down bone resorption. In both these areas, the challenge is, as I mentioned in that one slide where you see the balance, drugs and hormones, which are essentially pharmaceutical medications, they only focus on one side of the balance. If you remember the man holding his hand across, if you only focus on one side of a balance, the other side has side effects. So for example, you take something like a drug, and it only helps in bone resorption, which means it slows down the rate at which you lose your bones. The side effects, if you look at it, would be, for example, you have constipation. Now you may ask, why would someone get constipation taking a bisphosphonate, a drug? Why? And as I mentioned to you, the minerals and the compounds that your bone stores, such as calcium, it is used within the body for many different functions. One of the vital functions of calcium is to maintain osmotic balance within the body, which means that it keeps all the organs in your body in a balloon shape. Otherwise, everything like your lungs is going to deflate, and then you have side effects. So your body needs on a daily basis 1 gram of calcium to keep everything in a balloon shape. If it gets less than 1 gram, the balloon starts deflating. Different organs start deflating. And then you start that manifests into side effects. So one of the things that could happen is your stomach needs about 400 milligrams of calcium from your bones. And now you took a drug saying that I can't give you $1,000 to run your budget, I'll give you $500. Manage. And so the stomach gets less money to run its operation. So it deflates. And when it deflates, you get constipation. Or you look at jawbone necrosis. That also is a peculiar side effect. Why is it that your jaw has necrosis, which means your jaw literally gets stuck into place? Why? With that drug. And if you think about it, you use your jaw a lot. You use it to eat, you use it to talk, you use it for everything. So it needs a lot of calcium, it needs a lot of currency. And if you cut down the amount of currency your jaw gets, it stops working. So using medications, it's very easy to see how side effects occur because you just have to look what is restricted, which side of the balancing act is affected, and you see the side effects. And then again, with osteodents, something very unique about osteodents is the active ingredient in osteodents is a special type of lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is made throughout your body in different systems, and there are many different forms of lactoferrin. It's like vitamin. There's vitamin A, B, C, D. There's lactoferrin for the bone. There's lactoferrin for the stomach. There's different types of lactoferrins. And each one has a unique function. But all these lactoferrins are made in your body. That means your body knows who it is. Is any time your body is able to recognize a compound that it knows, it is difficult for you to have side effects because it knows who it is. But if you take something synthetic that your body doesn't recognize, then there's always a process by which your body tries to accommodate. So for example, if you take a synthetic compound which your body's never seen, let's say you take sugar, Regular sugar is something your body's seen for thousands of years. So when it sees it, it recognizes it, it digests it, and it gives you two things. It gives you energy, and it gives you building blocks. But when you take something, let's say like an artificial sweetener for your body, it doesn't know it's artificial sweetener. It just sees, oh, wait, chemically, you look like sugar. So you taste like sugar. But if you look at artificial sweetener, it has one or two extra chemical groups. So it may have like an extra methyl group attached to it. So when the body looks at it, it doesn't know what to do with it, so it can't break it. If you can't break or digest something, you don't release energy. If you don't release energy, it gives zero calories. That's why artificial sweeteners have zero calories. It can't break it. But what it ends up doing is, your body's very smart. It will excrete most of it, but some of it it will keep, like in quarantine. And it wants to interrogate it to find out who it is. So over time, it can break it. So that's why you end up having toxicities. Because your body, when it sees something it doesn't recognize, it stores some of it. And sugar is just one. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of chemicals on a daily basis that you see, your body sees, that it doesn't recognize. And when it doesn't recognize it, you build up toxicity. And you don't know which one of these guys is bad. So many times, society's reaction is, oh wait, you know, this compound is bad, or this excipient is bad. So we start pointing fingers at all the potential bad guys. And what you don't realize immediately is, well, what if it's a combination of the guys? Why does it have to be one? Why can't it be like three of the guys together did something? Right? So the challenge becomes for us is to identify which compounds are potentially toxic. Now, going back to Ostudents, when we wanted to prove that our compound was safe, the US government has standards by which it establishes safety. One of the standards that it has is something called Generally Recognized as Safe Status, which is GRAS status. And it is a very, very difficult standard to meet. The compounds that have GRAS status would be something like wheat, like basic commodities, like simple sugar has GRAS status. It's relatively safe. You can eat tons of it, and you wouldn't have over like toxicity from it immediately. You would have to take a lot. So very safe compounds get GRAS status. The active ingredient in Ostudents has GRAS status. That's the level of safety that we prove that our product has. And again, the reason why we were able to get that is because it's made in your body. If it's made in your body, it's going to be safe. Your body will manufacture it, whether we give it externally or internally, it's already made. And to date, we launched this product in 2007. It's been sold around the world, and we've given millions and millions of doses of Ostudents. And to date, we've never had anybody come back and say they had an adverse event. So again, we have this three-prong approach on how we want to improve your bone health. The lactoferrin gold, again, to recap, is something that optimizes your GI health so you get the most out of your diet and your nutrition. Ostudents is the biorepunishment for your bones. It takes the nutrients that you eat through your diet and it helps integrate it into your bones so your bones are strong. And the third one is Caldex. Sometimes you can't get the optimal nutrition because your diet may not be complete. And so Caldex helps supplement that. And also on Caldex, one thing I want to touch upon is many times we only focus on one or two things that we think that we're short on. Let's say calcium. We have a big push nowadays for more calcium. And calcium chemically is just a rock. It's something that you can get from limestone. And there's different forms of calcium. There's calcium citrate, calcium carbonate, calcium gluconate. And each one of those calciums is unique. And when you see companies promoting one calcium, they're actually doing a disservice. Because every calcium salt, all the different versions I mentioned, gets absorbed uniquely in the body. So if you want a complete calcium product, it should have every version of the salt. And it has to be certain ratios. Your body doesn't just automatically absorb things. It has to see things in certain ratios. For example, it would need a certain amount of calcium molecules per molecule of magnesium. And that ratio is critical. So calcium isn't just another calcium tablet. It is something that we designed to be biocompatible for you, a human body. And it has ratios and different versions of calcium that your body absorbs in different parts of the intestine. So you get more into the body rather than just overloading you with one type of calcium. So now, the question, why is Nikan Bone Health Pack an ideal door opener in a business? Again, we've talked about how everybody can benefit from the product. Anybody. It's not the person that is sick, it's not the person that you see symptoms on. You can walk into a grocery store and I can start a conversation with somebody about bone health. Whether they're having a symptom or whether they want to be preventatively healthy, you can start that conversation. And that's something that, as health promoters, all of us are health promoters. That's why we're here. We want to keep people healthy. We're not waiting for people to break down and then treat them. That takes a lot more work. It's a lot more complicated, and you don't want to be in a hospital. I'll work in a hospital, and you don't want to be there. It's difficult to be in a hospital. So the way you do that is you advocate healthy lifestyle, healthy diet, healthy nutrition. So the Bone Health Pack is something that's supposed to keep you healthy. So it can benefit anybody. Number two is, the technology is unique. I don't know how many products actually can go through those four-step process and actually hit each one. It's very difficult. And the reason why we do it is because our background is in the more the medical sciences. That's where Dr. Knighty started. And so for us, that is natural for us. That is the standard we imposed on ourselves when we launched the product. We wouldn't have even, you know, offer the product if you didn't go through that testing. And the third thing is, this is a great door opener. Like I said, this is a product that you can talk to anybody about, and you can confidently talk. Because it has all the elements that you would need to make it something that someone can listen to. Because people nowadays, it's a technology age. People have questions, they can Google things. They can just look up anything they want. So if you want to be effective, you want to know all your bases are covered. So this product has all its bases covered. All these three products together work in harmony, and if you are able to present that to somebody, and when they do their own research, they'll realize that this product has every element that you would want in an ideal product. So I want to conclude with actually showing you a short video on how the product would work inside someone's body.